Let's take a look at the farm market opening report here on KLGR. Well, grain traders are reacting to the dry weekend weather and little moisture in the forecast for this week. The U.S. dollar is weaker and raising hopes that Argentina's losses will be the U.S. gains in soybean and soy meal demand. Wheat traders are waiting for crop conditions report this afternoon. World Weather Inc.'s Drew Lerner says central Argentina weather continued bone dry during the past week. A few showers are expected early in the week, but resulting rains will be likely more of a tease than much help for crops. Buenos Aires has lost much of the beneficial moisture that fell 1 week ago, but the late-season soybeans in the province like Cordoba still have potential to benefit greatly from rain if it can fall quickly and significantly. They're still anticipating wetter weather in March and April. USDA will update monthly U.S. hard winter wheat ratings by state this afternoon. Last month, the good and excellent ratings were well below trade expectations. Let's take a look at how the Board of Trade has ended the overnight. We see that March corn is 1¾ cents higher, 368 even. The May up 2 cents at 376.5, and December new crop up 1.5 at 398¾. Soybeans for March 6¾ cents higher, 1043 even. May up 7 cents at 1054.5. November new crop up 5 cents at 1033 even. Soybean meal for March, $5.80 higher at $381.30. May up $5.90 to $384.20 per ton. Soybean oil for March, 14 cents higher at $32.50. May, 15 cents higher at $32.71. Chicago wheat for March, a nickel higher at $4.57¼. New crop up 4.5 cents at $4.83¼. Minneapolis wheat for March up 3 cents at $6.03¾. New crop up 3 cents at $6.26 even. Kansas wheat for March, 5¾ cents higher at $4.74¾. The new crop unchanged, actually 6 cents higher rather, at 5.08¾. Oats for March up a penny at 2.61 even, and a new crop down a half cent at 2.60¼. Turning our attention to the livestock side of things, we are seeing that livestock futures scored changes in the February live cattle. They were off $2.10. April was down $2.80. March feeder cattle were off $3.72, and May was off $3.45. Lean hogs for April were up $3.22, and May was up $2.68. Cash cattle trade was light and moderate during the day on Friday, with cleanup activity seen in all areas. Prices were generally steady with previous week's trade, at the tone of the market was set midweek. Live cattle trade held at $128 per cutout weight, while draft activity was seen from 204 to 206. Monday's cash cattle call is steady, with activity and interest in the cattle markets early this week will follow trade that developed through the middle of the last week. Interest in the cash market is likely to be limited to show list distribution and inventory taking on most of Monday. Light trade was seen Friday in the hog markets as traders focused mostly on market corrections and any significant shifts over the last couple days. This left prices mixed in a narrow range. Early market activity was offset by position taking through the last half of the trading session. Monday's cash hog call is steady to a dollar lower, with limited overall trade activity expected to be seen over the next few days, with traders still focusing on the weakening market range, steady to a dollar per cutout weight lower. Most bids are expected to remain steady early in the week, with more focus on the futures trade activity late in the month. Let's take a look at the Mercantile Exchange and where it's going to start the day. Live cattle for February ended Friday 35 cents lower at 128 even. April was down 52 cents last week at 124.85. June futures were unchanged at 116.80. Feeder cattle for March were trading even at 146 even at the end of the trade Friday. April was up 42 cents at 148.50. Lean hogs for April were a dime higher at 71.37. while the May were 17 cents higher at 77.60, and that's where the markets will start the day on the Merc. That's for the check of your opening farm report on KLGR.